Jack Robinson joins us. Hey, Jack.
Morning, Steve.
Jack is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal, and we talk on Fridays about the region's economic news. Major story this week had to do with the lawsuit over stolen medical records. A bunch of people were suing Sacramento-based Sutter Health System over patient data theft, but Sutter won the legal ruling. How will this affect patients?
This was, you may remember, it was a pretty shocking piece of news a couple of years ago. Somebody broke into an office at Sutter Health and stole a computer that had data from something like 4 million patients, including a million here in the Sacramento area. No financial information or Social Security numbers there, but medical information, of course, that people aren't anxious to see spread around. So 2 years later, we have something like 13 lawsuits that are part of a coordinated class action seeking $4 billion in damages against Sutter for failing to protect patient confidentiality. So what happened this week is an appeals court ruling that sort of tossed out the cases on the basis of the lack of evidence. That said basically that the plaintiffs didn't show that anyone ever accessed or used that information. Essentially, no harm, no foul.
So will patients have to prove they've been harmed by loss of their private information?
That's the way things seem to be trending. This is the second appellate case to come down with basically the same decision on similar set of facts. The plaintiffs plan to seek a review by the state Supreme Court, so this isn't over. But it suggests to me that people are getting used to the idea that data breaches happen and that what really matters is what harm is caused. You know, after all, there's a good chance that stolen Sutter computer was sold in a flea market somewhere and no one ever knew that the information was there.
Another medical story, the Business Journal reported this week that more than half of local doctors now work for the big health systems, and that's up from 39% a decade ago, so a pretty good jump there. What's happening to solo practitioners? No more Marcus Welby MDs? I mean, is this a thing of the past?
Right. Marcus Welby MD, I think he retired a while ago. It's tough now for doctors to work on their own or even in smaller groups. You know, every year we tally the physician counts at medical groups in the area, and this year 52% work exclusively for Sutter, Dignity, UC Davis, or Kaiser. And that's a first. So, you know, it's economics. Young doctors have much bigger student debt loads than they used to and may not be able to afford setting up a practice. And also, you know, the expenses of an office, medical office, have gone up with the requirement, essentially, that all offices have to have electronic medical record systems these days. And that's, you know, another reason to join a big practice that already has the technology.
And we should probably say Marcus Welby was an old TV show.
Yes.
People may not remember that. and we haven't talked about the rail yards in a while. That's the plot of land, an old rail yard near Old Sacramento. The city wants to redevelop, put businesses and homes. And this week, a state board allocated money to buy land for a new criminal county courthouse in the rail yard. But hasn't this project been in the pipeline for years?
It is, and progress has been painfully slow. But this is definitely an important step forward. The State Public Works Board, as you say, allocated $10 million for this land on H Street. It's behind the federal courthouse next to the train station. And another $40 million is in the state budget for planning. So this would be an important piece. Obviously important for the court system. The current county courthouse is overcrowded and needs the extra room. But also important for the rail yard. This is another project that's been painfully slow. But this was one of those sort of key projects that one hopes will get the rail yard development jump-started. And funding for court projects has been repeatedly interrupted and cut back over the last few years. So it's hard to predict when this thing will get built. But it does now seem to be definitely something that will happen.
I wanted to ask you about sort of an unusual economic indicator, divorce rates. Mm-hmm. They were down during the recession, and now they're moving up again. Could an improving economy lead to more divorces?
Strangely enough, it could. At least that's the theory of some lawyers we talked to. You know, we're not seeing a huge surge in filings yet, but there are early indications from lawyers. Kathy Robertson, who covers the legal industry for us, says some divorce lawyers are getting just crazy busy, and they attribute it to an improving economy. You know, one told her that she's got 14 calls on one day and is turning cases away. And as to why, you know, a lot of couples couldn't afford to split up when times were tough. And even though, you know, of course, the recession has put a lot of families under tremendous strain, it just didn't pencil to split up. So now people are more likely to have jobs, their houses are less likely to be underwater. So we could see the result of some pent-up demand in the divorce market.
Jack Robinson is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. Thanks, Jack.
You're welcome, Steve.
You can hear our previous conversations at capradio.org/business. I'm Steve Milne, Capital Public Radio News.